Chapter 83. Panic at the Disco. Let us try to recognize the precious nature of each day. The 14th Dalai Lama. Sarah stood up. She couldn't handle sitting on the ground anymore. She could feel a panic attack coming, and she didn't want to freak out in front of strangers. Not just yet, anyway. She decided she needed to be proactive about the situation and began looking around the rooftop for a way out. Ryan, right? Sarah said quickly to Ryan as she moved past him. Is there a fire escape? Over there, Ryan said as he pointed towards the side of the building. But you're not going to like it. Sarah walked straight over to the edge of the building and looked down. Ryan was right. The metal fire escape was rusty and seemed to not have been well maintained. Be careful, Ryan called to her. It's a health hazard. As she put her foot on the first step, she felt the fire escape give the tiniest bit of movement. Fuck, Sarah whispered. She could feel the panic rising in her, and she couldn't hold back any longer. She had to go. It didn't matter if it wasn't safe. She'd rather fall down the fire escape than be stuck up here. The stairs vibrated with each step, but it seemed sturdy enough for her as long as she didn't take a heavy step. By the time she got down 4 floors, she realized what Ryan was talking about. There weren't any more flights of stairs. Just a final landing and then a 40-foot drop to the alley below. Let us try to recognize the precious nature of each day, Sarah said to herself. Stop, Sarah, just stop. It's going to be okay. This is not a big deal. You're safe now. Keep it together. Let us try to recognize the precious nature of each day. Let us try to recognize the precious nature of each day. Let us try to recognize the precious nature of each day. Sarah closed her eyes and held her breath. She realized she was about to hyperventilate, and that was the last thing she wanted to do right now. Hey, the carjacker bellowed from above. You find a way out? Sarah let out a mouthful of air and tried to compose herself. She could feel her nose going numb. There was too much oxygen in her system. No, just stay there, Sarah called up. It's not safe. Sarah held her breath again. She was trying to even out the oxygen with carbon dioxide, and it felt like it was working, even though her lungs felt like they were about to burst. She took another small breath, but that's all her stomach needed to assert itself, and she found herself immediately throwing up over the railing to the alley below. What's going on down there? The carjacker called. You okay? Sarah closed her eyes and breathed slowly. She instantly felt better, but again, her stomach had other ideas, and she found herself throwing up bile into the alley. Hey, the carjacker yelled again. Leave her alone, Lynn said quietly. Even though it was quiet, Lynn's voice carried in the alley down to Sarah. Just give me a minute, Sarah yelled, still doubled over the railing. Sarah wiped the bile from her mouth and took a couple deep breaths. Her endorphins had kicked in and she felt amazing, like she had just jumped out of bed after the most restful sleep ever. Now that she knew she wasn't in danger of freaking out in front of strangers, which was far scarier than any zombie, the panic in her subsided. She was able to get her bearings and look around at the situation, and it wasn't good. The windows that had been adjacent to the fire escape had been bricked in, and the drop, though only 40 feet, looked like it was possible, but you would most likely break an ankle or a leg if you tried it. There was nothing to climb down with, either. It was all painted brick wall with no handholds or outcrops. I told you you weren't going to like it, Ryan said as Sarah reached the rooftop. Well, I had to see for myself, Sarah said with a roll of her eyes. You aren't the most factual guy. They replaced the fire escape with an emergency exit inside the building years ago, Ryan said as he started unscrewing the top of the bullet pendant around his neck. They've been meaning to tear this old fucking thing down, but they only got as far as halfway. Well, how do we get to the one inside the building, then? Sarah asked, hope entering her voice. 'Cause I'd rather run there than be stuck up here. It's on the other side of the building, Ryan said, anger rising in him. It's probably crawling with those fucking things anyway. 6th floor is for agents only, but there was a bunch of the social team there when the elevators opened, and the only way they could have gotten there is via the emergency exit. I knew those little bitches were stealing our soda. Those people are dead now, you know that, right? Sarah said solemnly. Who gives a fuck? Ryan spat. Those assholes are going to eat us.
Better them than us, huh?
Yeah, whatever, Sarah said, walking away from him.
I never asked you guys to follow me, remember that,
Ryan said, tapping some cocaine on the back of his hand. Ryan took a couple big snorts from the back of his hand, and everyone pretended like they hadn't seen him do it, except for the carjacker, who nodded his head slowly and made sure Ryan could feel his eyes on him.
You want some, man?
Ryan said, offering the bullet to the carjacker. The carjacker turned and walked away. Mission completed. You okay? Lynn asked as she reached out and rubbed Sarah's arm gently. Ava was in Lynn's arms and also reached and rubbed on Sarah's arm.
Yeah, I'm fine,
Sarah said quietly as she gave Ava a wink.
I just got a little worked up.
Totally understand. I've been wanting to do that all morning, Lynn said with a smile. It was like an alien insect buzzing around them. They weren't quite sure what to make of it, and 24 hours ago it would not have even caused the flutter of an eyelash, but the sound of a cell phone snapped everyone out of their daze.